From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, another Islamic State beheading. Japan and the United States have condemned Islamic State extremists for apparent beheading of a Japanese journalist, Kenji Goto, hours after a grisly internet video showed the execution. Also on Sunday, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop offered her country's response to Goto's killing.
At this point, I want to extend Australia's deepest condolences to the people and government of Japan. The depraved behaviour that has led to the killing of two Japanese nationals is an unspeakable atrocity, and we are united in our resolve to counter terrorism in all its forms wherever it occurs.
Islamic State militants had threatened to kill Goto and a Jordanian military pilot if Jordan did not release an Iraqi prisoner on death row in Jordan for her role in a 2005 deadly bombing in Amman. Islamic State fighters facing Kurdish troops and allied air support on Saturday acknowledged defeat and retreat from the key Syrian border city of Kobani after months of fighting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said Saturday the nation faces a long fight to defeat Islamic extremists after a series of attacks of security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. And a drone strike hit a car in Yemen on Saturday, killing four suspected al-Qaeda militants, according to tribal officials. This is the second such strike in a week. Previous strikes had targeted the group al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News. Peace talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists ended on Saturday without a deal as fighting raged on in the country's east, killing both soldiers and civilians. Meantime, there is word that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Ukraine this week. VOA's Pam Dawkins has more.
The State Department says he will use his trip to Ukraine to highlight U.S. support for the country and its people.
We want to see the Russian direct support to the separatists, tanks, heavy weapons, rockets. This needs to stop.
European Union foreign ministers in Brussels have agreed to a six-month extension of sanctions against Russia and Russian-backed separatist officials. As the U.S. and its Western allies mull their next move in Ukraine, there's growing concern about the human toll of the conflict. The United Nations says since April, the violence has resulted in more than 5,000 deaths and left over 10,000 people wounded. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Relations between Russia and the West are set to become even more strained amid an inquiry in London into the murder of a former Russian spy. Meanwhile, Royal Air Force fighters intercepted Russian bombers close to British airspace, prompting authorities to summon Moscow's ambassador. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Two Russian Tupolev Tu-95 aircraft, known as Bear Bombers, were intercepted close to British airspace Wednesday. Normally, the Russian aircraft skirt the far north of Britain. This time, the flight path was different, says Elizabeth Quintana of the Royal United Services Institute.
They were right down on the south coast in the channel between the UK and France, and also they were flying without their transponders on.
Quintana believes Moscow could have directed its bombers towards Britain in response to a public inquiry in London into the murder of Alexander Litvinenko, the former Russian spy. He died in 2006 after ingesting radioactive polonium. On his deathbed, he accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering his assassination. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Madrid Saturday, the biggest show of support yet for the new austerity party Podemos, which had been drawing comparisons to Greece's new ruling party. Podemos, which means we can, emerged just a year ago, but already is poised to shake up the country's traditional two-party system. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who presides over Europe's largest and strongest economy, has again ruled out debt forgiveness for Greece's international rescue loans. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.